Hello and welcome to another edition of the Film Dopes Podcast. I'm Alex Camargo.
And I am Stuntman Jess.
And we just came from seeing Straight Outta Compton, a film directed by F. Gary Gray.
Yeah.
Does that sound familiar?
Well, kind of does after we looked up his resume. He's done pretty good films.
You don't know the name, but you've seen his films. And he was the guy that directed the original Friday movie, starring Ice Cube and Chris Tucker.
The best one.
He also did Law Abiding Citizen.
Awesome flick.
He did Be Cool.
Shitty flick.
And anything else?
We'll get back to it.
Well, Straight Outta Compton.
And Straight Outta Compton, yes.
I guess it's a biopic.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Of N.W.A.
Yep. And he did The Italian Job.
The Italian Job.
And The Negotiator.
And The Negotiator. Yep. So, like, you know, he's been around.
Solid resume.
Yeah. And so they gave him a shot, a crack at this, this biopic of N.W.A. And let's dive right in.
Let's do it.
Going in, what did you expect? I mean, you're a big N.W.A. fan, big Ice Cube fan.
Yes.
What you got?
Man, I was very, very enthusiastic about this film. I'm glad we got to see it today. And being an Ice Cube fan, this guy's son, what's his name?
O'Shea Jackson.
O'Shea Jackson.
Junior.
He looks just like his father.
Yeah.
Just like his father. It's
almost like it's his son.
It's all right. Honestly, he could pass for a twin. I'm not kidding.
They have the same like mean look too.
At the end of the film, you get these like little snippets and footage from young Ice Cube, and he looks just like his son when he was younger. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I was just like, I'm at a loss for words with how closely he looks just like his father.
And he not just looked like him, he nailed it.
He embodied, I mean, he grew up with the man.
Almost like he saw him every day of his life.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like if he grew up with him and, like, learned his ways.
Straight out of Compton, I say. But, he did really well. It's centered around Ice Cube.
Yep.
Dr. Dre. Eazy-E.
Yes.
MC Ren.
And
not
DJ,
around
and,
them, but
and don't forget DJ Yella.
DJ Yella. See, they were all an integral part of the movie, and the manager, Paul Giamatti. Who you know from Sideways.
Oh, my God. Duets, which is a film that a lot of people don't know of, which is a karaoke film.
I didn't know about that one.
It's Paul Giamatti.
He's been around.
He's just great. I loved him in this film.
Yeah?
Yeah, I loved him in this film. I thought he was one of the strongest performances. I thought he did one of the strongest performances of the film. Secondly, I would also have to give a shout-out to Jason Mitchell as Eazy-E. He nailed Eazy-E.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. Wow. And he sounds just like Eazy-E.
Yeah, they play back the tracks.
Yeah.
Like in the movie, you know, you get cuts of, you know, the music they made through their career and, you know, when there's like scenes of him recording,
yeah, in the studio,
recording a song in the studio, and then you get the actual song, and it sounds just like it.
Right.
Now I don't know if they played some voodoo magic on me and just put the one they made for the movie.
That's what they did.
But
when I said the way they raps, the way that they talk in general when they're having a conversation in the film, they sound just like they do when you see an interview or, you know, you see stock footage on N.W.A.
Yeah.
I personally thought that the acting wasn't going to be very good in this film because I thought that they were just going for people that looked like the actual character, that like looked like the actual people in real life.
Yeah.
So that's what I expected, and wow, they actually got people that looked like the actual real life people in N.W.A. and they're actually really good actors.
Yeah, no, they did the part. I mean, I bought in as I got in there. I was kind of hesitant because I didn't like the trailer.
You didn't like the trailer?
I did not like the
trailer.
It
didn't pump you up?
No, I felt like it was too cheesy.
Oh, my God.
Right? And this is another thing, right? Too much cheese, Paul Giamatti. Right? I know he did Sideways, but with wine comes cheese. Right? And I just think he was a bit over the top. And there's a few scenes I don't want to spoil, but toward the latter part of the film, where he's getting really emotional and he's kind of like breaking down, sort of, And I just could... That's not good. Everyone else broke down in that movie. Mm-hmm. Like, at some point, you know, where they're tested, their character's tested. And I was like, okay.
Right.
And, you know, I feel that. But Giamatti, I don't know if it was because he played such a... Maybe he played so well that he made me dislike him.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's what I wanted to be. Without
giving anything away, but yeah, but, I know what you're trying to say.
He really poured it on, like, thick for me. Too okay. thick.
That scene that you were speaking of where he's giving that speech and, you know, he's losing his shit, and I kind of felt him, man.
Not that one. There's another one later. Well, it's just Easy and him.
Yeah, the by the pool.
Yeah.
That part really got to me. I thought it was very emotional, and it hit me the way it was supposed to hit me.
And
it was
just like,
it got me, dude. It got me. I'm not going to lie. And there was another scene with Eazy-E, without giving anything away, if you're not familiar with the backstory of NWA, that actually...
Well, it's not spoiled in the territory if it actually...
Yeah, but still,
it's been 20 years, guys. You should know this by now if you're watching this movie.
Let's just say they really dive into the sickness of what Easy has to go through, like a literal sickness. And when he finds out what he has, it's and his reaction towards it.
And it was very to the times as well.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my god, yeah, must have been crazy. And it's just powerful. It was crazy. It was good.
Yeah, I mean. They really stick to the period well.
Yes.
Every car I saw on the street, I was like, yep. I could see that.
Yep.
Not now, you know? You don't see that around now unless, like, you're in Cuba or something.
Oh, wow.
Well, because they have old school cars.
It's true, they do.
Yeah, you know? Ain't no one driving around like a Dodge Pinto anymore.
Or a Range Rover. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
No, but that's one of the things they captured the time so well. And we're 90s kids.
You know? And they tackled some heavy topics too.
Oh man!
I mean, police brutality.
That played
first off, you know, that played an integral role.
Yep.
Especially with
fuck
their
the
famous hit, yeah,
fuck the police,
and race in general, you know, just like discrimination against how they look and
how they dress.
Censorship of like freedom of speech.
Yep.
And it went through their rise and eventually their branching out.
Yes, like exactly what happened in real life, and I actually like that this film had a protagonist in it. Should we say who it is? Yeah, I mean everybody knows who their protagonist is. It's Suge Knight. Suge Knight.
Oh, that's the antagonist.
Antagonist. I'm sorry. The protagonist was NWA.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's late. The antagonist was Suge Knight, and wow.
The guy that played
Suge Knight is R. Marcos Taylor, and he embodied who Suge Knight really is.
Yeah,
I was pretty intimidated by him.
Yeah, no, very intimidating. He even had like a crazy look.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And just the way he went about himself, you know, everything you read about Suge Knight kind of matches his demeanor. I even heard a story that Suge Knight, during the shooting of this movie, the real Suge Knight, not Mr. Marcus Taylor.
Marcos Taylor. R. Marcos Taylor.
That, you know, the actual Suge Knight showed up on set.
In a car,
in his own car, right? And he had to be stopped by security. They had to stop the scene, right? And then I think he's trying to start some trouble because it's Suge Knight. And then he's leaving, right? And he backs over a person.
Or two.
One person kills him.
Oh, it was one?
Yeah. And then two other people got hurt while he was just leaving in the car. You know, watching the movie, and, you know, I had heard that, but I wasn't sure if it was true.
Well.
Watching the movie, reading that, I'm like...
It's true.
It's so Suge Knight.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Oh, my God.
Just based on, like, how good this guy nailed him, I was like, something he would do, you know?
Yeah.
But...
You know, one thing we should definitely speak about.
He will put that evil on Ricky Bobby.
Don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Yeah.
Now, you know, one thing that let's face it, the shining light of this film.
It's for Talladega Nights.
Yeah, the shining light of this film is when they're actually rapping and singing and they're on stage or in the studio. It was I'm gonna call this movie a head bumper.
Yeah, it definitely was.
You're just bumping your head throughout the whole movie. Like, it jams.
That played a major role in like what theater I wanted to go see it.
Yes.
You know, we're in Miami, for those who don't know. If you're listening, you probably live here.
305.
Yes, that is very good. You know, there was a theater that has a not so good sound system.
You're right.
You know, but it's right there and it's convenient.
Yes.
But I really felt like I had to. I was willing to drive, you know, a little more to get like a theater with good speakers.
You're a sound guy after all.
I try. You know, I try to listen to things and talk into things like such as microphones, right? But so I really wanted to feel the music when I was in there, and I went to Sunset Place. Sunset Place, you know, has a nice theater. It's modern.
AMC Theaters is always a good theater. Always good.
I didn't want to go to Mall of America. So that's the one I'm talking about because, you know, she'd been there a while.
Yeah, for those of you who are not familiar with the Mall of America, that's probably the oldest movie theater that I know of that's around my area. And that place holds a dear spot in my heart. But that being said, if you're going to go watch this film, try to find the biggest, loudest theater you possibly can.
Yeah.
You will feel it.
Regal has the RPX.
Yes. And, yeah, when...
You're not going to see this in IMAX. That's why.
It's not an IMAX?
No.
Oh, my God. That would be so great if it's an IMAX. Now, when... I'm buying the CD.
Hmm.
I think it's called Compton.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And...
Dr. Dre just came out with an album.
That's it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I'm going to... When this thing comes out on Blu-ray, surround sound, buddy. All 2 hours and a half, all 2.5 hours of this feature.
But the thing about Sunset is now I'm just gonna like go into like my rating of the movie theater before we rate the movie.
You're gonna rate the movie theater itself.
Yeah. They opened a bar there, right? So you can drink there,
right?
And you know, in theory, you're like, oh, cool, I could get a martini, shake, and not stir.
Oh God!
Right at the theater. I'm going into watching a James Bond movie or something. You know?
Definitely have to have a martini.
We're going
to
do that, actually.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
And in suits. And
yes.
So, in theory, you're like, oh, finally. You know?
Finally, we could watch a movie drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, without being publicly shamed, you know? They're enabling this, you know? So, I thought that would, you know, I was like, oh, what a neat idea. And then I get in the theater, and then the row in front of me is just this obnoxiously drunk couple that just would not stop talking during the movie. Like, somehow they were talking over the recordings of these songs in the movie that is, like, the main thing you're trying to hear.
What a waste of money. And,
if you're gonna drink, shut your mouth and know your role.
And to those people that were talking...
It's a quote from Dwayne Johnson.
The role. Know your role and shut your mouth, jabroni. To those people that were talking... And
on Facebook, yeah. On Instagram.
I wasn't there. You're lucky I wasn't there, people that were talking, because if I was there, shit would have gone down.
So we talked about the cast, we talked about this director, we talked about the look and feel of the movie. I think it's
And the music.
And the music. The music is and you will not be disappointed with the music.
And the like, cinematography.
I don't even think we have to mention it it's the main thing. You know, you're watching it to see Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, okay. and the cinematography.
It looked great.
Oh my God, the movie looks so good. And it wasn't cheesy like you thought it was going to be.
No. No, it wasn't as cheesy. It was just Paul Giamatti.
Yeah.
So, I think that goes into our scores.
You first.
Okay, I'll go ahead and go first. Out of 5, I'm going to give this movie a solid 4.
Okay.
It was a good movie. Good movie. It's a biopic. You know, I wasn't really that into NWA. It was an educational experience. I learned a lot. Mm-hmm. How much of it is true? Who knows? It's a movie after all. But it did make me want to listen to some of their music. On the way here, I was listening to Ice Cube's first album. Pretty damn good, you know?
Yes.
I didn't even know he did something on his own. I thought he was just like NWA guy, and then he rode that for the rest of his life. Nope. And coasting through that. Didn't know the Eazy-E thing.
You didn't know. Oh wow!
I just went in to watch it. Okay, you know, that's why. But even though I just told people literally like 5 minutes ago, I was like, "How do you not know this?" Like I just said it into the microphone. So now I kind of feel like a jackass. But hey, story of my life, right? So that goes into negative points. It made me feel stupid. but overall, well made movie, well shot movie. Looks good, sounds good, feels good. Feels bad, but that's good because they make it feel good to feel bad. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's that they just get you, they hook your emotion.
I'm there, I gotcha.
They tug you, not in the theater. And okay. The only thing is, it was pretty long.
Okay.
It was around 215.
Yeah.
220-ish.
Yes.
Definitely. Longer than I thought it was. And Paul Giamatti. Come on, buddy.
So that's where the... So you're deducting a whole point because of Giamatti not and a whole point. The... Okay, so half a point for...
Look, half a point because it's not a fucking masterpiece.
Okay.
All right? Right. And then, like, 0.25 for Paul Giamatti. Okay. 0.25 because it's really long.
Okay. Fine.
You know, like, if it's a good movie. Mm-hmm. It's not, in, like, the best I've seen in the year. That's just me.
Definitely a very good movie, yeah.
So, 4.0. It's your turn now.
Okay. Well, there were certain parts of the film where I felt...
Mind you, just quickly, mm-hmm. my scale changes every week because I'm not consistent.
Neither am I. That's okay. No one is. No one's perfect.
Yeah.
There was a certain point of the film where, not that it broke it for me or anything like that, but it felt like some of the stuff that was happening didn't really happen.
Yeah.
You get it? Just for the sake of it being a movie, they had to change it up a little bit. And I completely understand. You can't. Not a lot of things transfer well from real life into a movie, or not a lot of real things transfer correctly from a book to a movie. Therefore, you have to change a few things. That's fine. So, if now they were a little more truthful to certain things and not movie-fy it, quote-quote, the film, then I would have given it a perfect score. But still, I'm going to go high on this one. I'm going to give it a 4.5. I love this. It could even be a 4.7 for all I know.
Whoa.
Wow.
Easy, so buddy.
Could be anywhere in between there. But
put the gun down.
Maybe my rating will go up in the future. Maybe it will go down. I'm definitely going to buy this on Blu-ray.
Or as they say, put the Glock down.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Put the Glock down.
The Glock, is that the gun they use?
They used a lot. They had quite a few guns in this film.
They had better guns than that.
Yeah. I didn't expect this movie to have that many guns. Yeah. I mean, yes and no, but not like that.
Speaking of guns, the cops...
Oh my God!
All of them were dicks.
All of them were dicks. They magnified their dicks.
I know that makes sense because like it was like an inferiority complex.
It made me hate. Fuck the police. You know. I was walking out the theater.
Pumped. He needs a song.
Yeah. I mean the song. I was walking out the theater, wanting to scream "fuck the police." But there was police everywhere, so I didn't want
to
scream.
Yeah, I know. We're trying to record a podcast.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
So
we want to be here for you guys.
So you give it a 4.5 or 4.7. So we'll settle a 4.6.
Okay, I'll meet you there. 4.6.
Okay, 4.6 and a 4.0. I think that officially...
This film is officially certified.
No!
Oh man, yeah. This film is
feels
super
better
awesome.
Every time I say it.
It does.
So...
This has been a great year for film.
Been a good movie year.
It's summer, specifically. I've been so pleased with the films that are coming out this summer, and I feel that I should say this because we're already reaching the end of the summer, and we're already going to hit the dumping ground pretty soon.
Summer's over, man.
Yeah, man. So, what do we got next week?
Next week, we have a few choices, but we're going to be judgmental.
Yeah,
about
there's going to be. I think there's only one next week.
Which ones are going to be the ones that people want us to review? For example, we have.
Oh, yeah, I already know.
American
Ooh,
Ultra.
Wow, there's three of them.
Hitman Agent 47.
And Sinister Part 2.
Sinister Part 2, that's a horror flick, I'm guessing?
It's a horror flick. I really like the first one. Depending on how the ratings and the reviews go. I'll probably catch it, but I'm really looking forward to Hitman and American Ultra.
I want to see American Ultra.
I do want to see
American
Ultra.
Just to see if Kristen Stewart can actually smile for once.
It looks like she's going to do fine.
Because, like, look, I want it to work, but I don't like Kristen Stewart as an actress, right? From what I've seen,
mm-hmm.
which isn't very much because, you know.
Neither do I.
And
she's hit or miss for me.
And what's the other guy? Eisenberg.
Jesse Eisenberg. He's cool.
I can't do it.
All right, look, if you want to see a very different role from Jesse Eisenberg, watch Now You See Me. A lot of people really didn't like that film. I personally enjoyed it. I love that film. My grandfather enjoys that film. We actually watch it and talk about it all the time.
In fact, the only reason I'm going to see it is because Topher Grace is in it, and he's
yes.
from that 70s show. So, it's Eric from that 70s
show. Oh, wow, you must love Spider-Man 3.
I wanted to.
You remember that day?
Oh
my God.
That
was our first midnight movie that we did as a group. Our first midnight movie in general. That was a good experience and bad at the same time.
Yeah, it was bad. I had underwear on my head.
I saw it twice in theaters.
So, We're going to review American Ultra.
American Ultra.
And or.
And or Agent 47 Hitman. I'm going to catch them both for sure. So you're going to get a review from me regardless. But Alex over here wants to see American Ultra. So that's what we're going to watch.
Don't put it that way.
Jesse wants to see Hitman Agent 47. So that's what we're going to watch. Which spy espionage film do you want to watch?
It's been a hot year for spy movies.
There's some.
I didn't even like count that in like the tally.
The other day we did a tally. We came up with six. If you count it on there, Hitman is not really a spy. He's an assassin. Right, yeah. But American Ultra is technically a spy film, and that's been seven of them this year.
It's hot. Wow. It's hot this year. So for the film dopes, I'm Alex Camargo,
and you have Stuntman Jess. Signing off.
Check us out on broadstroke.net to listen to all of our movie podcasts that we've done through the year.
Yes.
We have a sports podcast there if you're into sports ball. And the Pixel Reel. Check them out on YouTube and subscribe. Stuntman Jess, you got anything to say?
Yes, I want to give a shout out to my cousin, Henry Kiki Perez. K-I-K-I. Follow him on Instagram, Kiki Nader 14. He actually saw the movie with me tonight. He's a big NWA fan, and he was very pleased. I think he would give this movie a 5. So on behalf of Kiki, 5.
Wow. Okay, that takes even the average rating up.
Yeah.
Even more.
He loved it, yeah. So shout out to you, Kiki. I love you.
So, broadstroke.net, the Pixel Reel, Kiki. Page on Facebook, page on YouTube, and have a great night. We'll see you next week.
And definitely watch this movie.
And we also already reviewed The Man from U.N.C.L.E., which also came out this weekend.
Yes.
So if you're looking for another review, we did it last week and we told you about it. So you should have heard it by now.
Yeah, all right.
So you guys take care. We'll see you next week.